Navigating the Death Zone, Moments of Markets. Mark MacSimon, Wealth Manager at Private Client Holdings. Liberation Day, another test of the plan. On the 2nd of April 2025, President Trump's surprise, Liberation Day. Tariff package, an immediate 10% blanket duty on all imports and additional country-specific, reciprocal, tariffs, sent global equity markets into turmoil. Within days, the S&P 500 fell more than 10 percentage points, emerging market currencies lurched, and social media exploded with doom forecasts from armchair economists. Experienced wealth managers know the soundtrack, clients wondering whether to just go to cash. Others paralyzed into silence, while a few opportunists wonder, is this a buying opportunity? The week following the announcement was relatively quiet in my office. One client called who was ready to liquidate everything, but after revisiting her plan, we ended up buying more equities at a meaningful discount. The second client said the sell-off reminded him of the two-week COVID panic in March 2020 and also added to his quality basket of shares, while everyone else stayed the course. Why so little drama? Because the heavy thinking happened long before. Liberation Day. This is the quietly powerful promise of goals-based wealth management, GBWM, grounded in a disciplined investment philosophy. As seasoned mountaineers know, you determine your plan when the oxygen is plentiful, not when it's scarce. The Everest analogy, decisions fixed below the summit. High-altitude climbers call anything above 8,000 meters the death zone. Oxygen at this altitude is a meager third of its concentration at sea level. In these conditions, human judgment deteriorates, frostbite looms and weather windows close without warning. Survival therefore rests on pre-commitment. Logistics are locked in at base camp. Routes, supplies, rescue contingencies. Acclimatization rotations which involve gradual smaller ascents and descents build resilience before the real push. A forced turnaround time, usually 1300 on summit day, is agreed in advance. If a climber is still ascending at that time, they turn back, no matter how close the peak looks. Once inside the death zone, there is no debate. The mountain is louder than reason. The mountaineer acts on a strategy that was determined when thinking was clear. Investors encounter their own death zone moments when markets sell off sharply. Headlines feel apocalyptic, online media feeds amplify fear and the instinct to flee risk overwhelms strategic thought. The antidote is the same. Decide before you arrive. Building the base camp to summit plan with GBWM. Traditional financial plans slot a client into a single risk bucket, balanced, growth or conservative. GBWM starts instead with real-life objectives. Essential lifestyle income, e.g., today's bond, next year's school fees, future funding goals, e.g., retirement income in 12 years, overseas education in 5 years, legacy aspirations, e.g., charitable foundations, intergenerational trusts. Each goal comes with its own timeline when withdrawals begin and end. Cash flow pattern, regular contributions, ad hoc withdrawals or both. Risk capacity, how much volatility the goal can absorb and the client can tolerate. These parameters drive a dedicated investment strategy, effectively creating a stack of purpose-built money pools. Short-term needs sit in low volatility anchors like money market funds, flexible fixed income funds, corporate credit and some sovereign bond exposure. Long-term growth goals are underpinned by quality companies and other real return assets. When tariffs, pandemics or banking crises arrive, the capital you need next month is still there, untouched, while the drawdown shows up mainly in the longer-term opportunity-rich growth sleeve and continues climbing when the storm subsides. Quality as the reliable climbing gear. We reinforce the GBWM architecture with a high-quality equity bias. This includes companies with strong free cash flow, durable competitive moats, and prudent use of leverage. In past crises, these businesses suffered less, kept paying, or at least did not cut dividends and recovered sooner. Owning quality does not immunize a portfolio from drawdowns, but but it shortens the breath-holding interval and provides the raw material for long-term value creation when prices eventually normalize. A five-step crisis protocol, in plain language. Because a written checklist is proven to beat memory under stress, we distill the crisis response routine into five direct actions. No spreadsheet is needed, just commit them to paper and keep them with your plan. 1. Check the map, reread the GBWM summary and ask, have my life goals or timelines changed since yesterday? If not, the plan still holds. 2. Measure the weather, not the fear. Look at the hard data, portfolio drawdown versus what's needed for each goal. Let numbers guide the next move, not headlines. 3. Radio base camp. Call your wealth manager before you trade. Articulate the urge, e.g., I want to de-risk, and together you can test whether the urge aligns with the map. It usually doesn't. 4. Rebalance. Don't retreat. If volatility has pulled equity weights below target, top them up systematically. Buying when prices are down is the reward that GBWM offers disciplined investors. 5. Keep climbing at your pace. Don't rush to act just to feel in control. Staying the course is not passive. It's a choice to trust the plan, conserve energy and advance when the time is right. These steps are the financial analog of a climber's fixed ropes and preset turnaround hour, tools that convert chaos into manageable signals. Why planning beats prediction? As wealth managers, we sometimes wish we could tell our clients exactly when the storm will break or which central bank decision will reverse the sell-off. Because no one can, we stack the odds of success in our favor by controlling the variables that lie within reach. A thoughtful GBWM blueprint aligning money with purpose, rigorous asset liability mapping and tax-aware structuring, diversified, quality-leaning portfolios implemented at fair valuations, a written, well-rehearsed protocol for navigating drawdowns. When these have been actioned, a market crisis becomes an expected staging post, not an existential threat. Liberation Day in hindsight and the quiet power of discipline. 1 month later, the post-tariff slump looks unremarkable on a long-term graph. But moments like these are invaluable audits. They reveal whether your plan is robust, your philosophy consistent, and your behavior aligned with both. For our clients, the audit delivered a reassuring verdict. Essential needs pools were unaffected. The growth pools acquired quality assets at discounted prices, and the overall funded status of longer-term goals barely budged. More importantly, anxiety remained low because everyone already knew the right move in advance. That's the real triumph of planning, process, and discipline. It's how you summit your financial Everest without gasping for air or worse, turning back just yards from the peak. Ends. Author at Mark Max Simon. Private Client Holdings Plus Posts Bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.